How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
It's okay to cry, and it's okay to have a meltdown. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go. Okay, ladies, I'm back, and today I'm doing my Friday reflection. So this has been interesting because this week has been difficult for me, but in a weird way. And I thought, what am I going to reflect on this week? What lesson am I learning or need to be reminded of? And it's that it's okay to cry. It's okay to have a meltdown. But the interesting part is I'm not crying or having a meltdown. Well, one, I have cried. I have had meltdowns this week. It's been an emotional roller coaster. But not in the same way that I used to. So I've been getting a lot of messages from people. Next week on Thursday and Friday, my live event, my sold out live event in Detroit is happening. People are like, oh, I know you're probably so busy. I know this. And guess what? I'm not. The event is scheduled. It is like planned. I delegated a lot this year. And it's beautiful because even my team and I are like, this is easy. So it's not this pressure and stress and overwhelm that there's a lot on my plate. Because even though there is, when is there not, a lot on our plate, I don't feel like there is. So I wasn't crying or having a meltdown because of that. But even if you do cry or have a meltdown or you're having a moment going, what the fuck? I give you permission to have it. You are not broken. And remember everything that I'm saying to you today, I'm reminding myself of. Because shame comes up and I'm not enough and what did I do wrong and look at me screwing up again. And I think this is just part of being human. So at the beginning of the week, I had my speaker slam competition, which I won second place, so second out of 10. And it was interesting because during, of course, leading up to that, I think the last one I talked about in my Friday reflection, because I did skip Wednesday, my Wednesday podcast this week. So Friday reflection, then we had Sunday and then Monday. But Friday reflection, I was talking about getting into your brave zone. And this brave zone was this scary, terrifying place, right? Where you said, oh shit, I'm actually going to do something. And I conquered that fear. I looked at the fear and I said, you're not going to own me. And I looked at it straight in the face and I was like, okay, I have to repeat this speech until I memorize it. And I had to break some mental patterns, because if you've been listening to me for a while, like, I riff on these podcasts. They're not scripted. They're not anything. And most of what has gotten me to this point today is just executing. I do plan a lot, but planning isn't my go-to, meaning I don't plan and then just sit and not execute. I execute more than I plan. And I, you know, throw noodles at the wall. I'm like, what worked? Take that, keep going, blah, blah, blah. So when you're entering a competition, it is practice, planning, go, go, go. Do. And so I remember having this mental block, this resistance that came up and this anxiety that kept coming up in my chest and this fear that I'm going to be on stage and I'm going to screw up and everyone's going to laugh at me. So then I asked myself, is this true, Heather? And the truth was, no, everyone is literally going to be cheering me on because it's such a supportive community. So while I was on stage, I said my speech and I missed one pivotal sentence. And I knew I missed it. And I kind of like not backtracked. Actually, I did backtrack once too. So it wasn't a perfect speech. And after I got off stage, I went through the range of emotions. I was pissed off at myself that I screwed that up because I felt like I had it in my head, right? But this is what everyone does. Competitive people. I'm very competitive with myself, not really anyone else. I didn't care if I placed in the competition. I just went there to execute. So I was beating myself up for making that mistake. And then I kept thinking to myself, Heather, what would you say to somebody else if they said, oh, I screwed up? I'm like, but look how courageous you were. You had the courage to get up. And so it's just that subconscious little seed that you plant, right? That seed that you're planting, going, that unconscious story, I'm not enough. I screwed up. I failed. So I couldn't feel it physically. I didn't feel like a failure. I didn't have an emotional hangover. I was like, okay, I'm actually proud of myself for just following through and doing it. And I kind of felt numb a little bit. Not ecstatic that it was over, not whatever, just like, okay, it's done, next. You know, it wasn't perfect, but progress, not perfection, keep going. And then the Kobe Bryant thing happened. Actually, that happened before the competition. And I am not a basketball fan. But I just, again, it brought up that life is precious. Life is so precious and so sacred. And of course, you know, going on Instagram, and there was what, 7 other people in this helicopter besides Kobe Bryant and his daughter. And so I think this man and his daughter are being acknowledged and respected for his effort, for his courage, for his bravery, and perceived as being a legend for how he wanted to be remembered for his sport. I'm not going to get in the debate of his personal past because there's that too. But my point is, he was highly respected and well missed and loved. And my point to that is, beyond the politics or how you personally feel, is it doesn't matter how much money you make, there are things that you do not have control over. And when your time is up, that is one thing you do not have control over. It doesn't matter how many organic foods you eat, or, you know, like, you can try to play it safe in your life, but then when you play it safe, your soul is screaming at you. Your mind is screaming at you, right? Your soul is saying, I want adventure. I want to do this. I want freedom. But you're playing it safe because you're afraid. And then it cracked open my heart a little bit. But this life is so precious. So what are we doing? What are we stressing about? And then I would say, at that point, I, of course, felt vulnerable, and I was like, okay, something's going on, right? Emotional intelligence, you're feeling into it. Like, ooh, this is going to be an off week, a sad week. But then there was a chain of events that happened where I felt like people were, because I was down already, meaning emotionally vulnerable or open, I became, it's like you kind of become susceptible to a virus, right? So then people come in and they just make a little comment here or there, and they're planting these little seeds. And then these little seeds grow, and then something is the straw that broke the camel's back, and it just, boom, everything explodes. My point for today is, one, I don't even want to hit publish on this podcast. It feels incredibly personal, incredibly vulnerable, fear of judgment, but there's a part of me that knows other people need to hear this too. And too often I get people that say, you make it look so easy. And I know that's a perception that they believe it needs to be easy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's my reflection. It's okay to cry. I am not broken. I am not broken for shedding some tears. I am not broken for having a vulnerable week, a vulnerable month, a vulnerable year. I am not broken. You are not broken. So wherever you are in your journey, if you're having a good day, a bad day, a what the fuck day, a static day, everything flows. That's nature. Your emotions will flow like the river. Some have big waves and they crash down. Just think about how water works, right? It can be so calming, or it can be powerful, or it can be dangerous. And our emotions are the exact same way. That they can be calming and we can feel good and at peace. And there's things that we can do, right, to calm our emotions. And sometimes, even though we try to calm our emotions and they're not staying calm, it is their nature, they're natural. So there is this fine line between, is this normal? Is it not normal? Do I need help? Do I not need help? And then we have to look at the whole person and the whole picture. And so today I just want to tell you that regardless of how you feel about yourself and your emotional health, I just want to give you permission to cry. I also want to give you permission to talk. And I want you to, I want to hear you. I want to hear your story. So I want you to text me. And this is an app that we use. I want to know, how are you feeling this week? And what do you need? And just anything. I want you to reach out and to make a connection. So the phone number is 313-395-1055. It's an app that I use, so don't worry. This is not my personal phone. You can call and leave a voicemail, or you can text. And you're welcome to offer up a topic, a question that you want me to answer on the podcast, or just make a positive little statement. Any negativity, I'm swiping that shit away. But anyways, it's 313-395-1055. We are a community, and you are not alone. It is okay to cry. It is okay to have meltdowns. It is all part of the process. You are loved. We are worthy, and you're not alone.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you and I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.